Okay. Let us just summarize what we've seen. Organize the sugya. Move on to the next one. Comes along with Zera. Says, you sit shech with a sack in Milo Benes. She thought, so ksheira, he do the kodim. First it cuts and then it heats. Okay. He do the kodim lili buna. Okay. Comes Tosis and Rashi. And they make a point. Rashi says, the Gemara says, we could start it. The second is in Yitzchak, the Tov Chachtach, Kodem She Tishochet, Rov HaSimonim, he's so referenced as HaSimonim, Nisra for Kodem Shechita, Sherei Veshet, it comes in the Kuvos HaVeshet. So I go, so he's talking about a behema. And since he's talking about a behema, you do the kodim of Ribuna, and I begin the veshet, the sides will burn on top of it. Says Tosis, Mashmikan, Shemeshah Shchitas Nikav HaVeshet, Nega Mashin Yishet Trefa. Well, the Vaisa Mishum Stodim, Ilav Mishum Demirvach Ravach. And Rashi says, it's a Trefa. Rashi doesn't say, okay, kodim Shchitas. Now, so, there's a Gemara, Zion, that says, when you bodek a sakin, you bodek closer ruchsa. That means the edge and the two sides. You bode, why? Because maybe this game is sticking out. Gemara says, I, Rezeres is mervach rava. And we happen to paskin. That sugya. Now, what does it mean? The machlok is a mirvach ravach or not mirvach ravach. Mirvach ravach is a physical reality. But the question is, it doesn't become a gigantic hole. It's a small hole. The yumdina is, under normal circumstances, you touch the sides. If a person says, I was careful and didn't touch the sides, is he neman or not? That's where how Rabbi Yonah would describe it. So, we paskin closer rochsa. So apparently we paskin, if I would, so some Rishonim say from that, which means we don't paskin like Reb Zera. The Rambam doesn't bring Reb Zera. And the Rif doesn't bring Reb Zera. And the Rambam says, at least the one gear, the problem of the gears is, shchitas psula, shchitas trefa, shchitas ksheva, all the possibilities. Okay. But if it's shchitas psula, vayta doesn't pass. And seems to say it in all circumstances. Okay. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah says, if it's sack of Lubenis and I know it's Lubenis and I'm careful and I say it didn't touch the sides, I'm Nemo. He says, and that's what Zer is talking about, the Evet. Apparently, according to other Rishonim who say posel, it's posel. And the umdin is so great that even though I tried, we assumed that he wasn't successful. Okay. Now, this is a straightforward sugya, question how you're paskin. Zera, not Reb Zera. Maybe it becomes different, it sticks out. All the things we've seen in Rishon. Now, in comes the Pri Chodesh with a massive kasha. Now, Pri Chodesh says, wait a second. In an oaf, if I hold the corner and make sure I don't touch the vashet, and I shut through the corner, and if I have 50%, it's chatzi corner pogum, it's nothing. It can be burnt, it can be torn, it can, whatever happens to it. But then, shchita is that little mashu going over 50 plus mashu. By the time that stardom hit, by the time it burns, or it's not, or a pagam. So it should be good. Comes along crazy place and says, wait 1 second, they're pre-Chodesh. Doesn't work, go so simple. If they say, if the Rambam says, always possible, always possible, if the Rishon says, always possible, always possible, it doesn't mechalek when a behemoth and an oaf, and no one says there's a difference between a behemoth and an oaf for 500-600 years, so where are you coming from? Comes with his teretz. For sure, doesn't like it. Comes with his teretz. Comes from the Gemara to have a bigger kasha against Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you need tlosa ruchsa even in an oaf. Why should you need it even an oaf? You go through the rov of the corner, you're all finished. Okay. That's how the questions were set up. Okay, really. The question goes against the first question is against the, is if the Rif says always oh no good, so how can the Rif say always no good if in the case of an oaf it is good? Plain and simple. That's the kasha. So the question is, wait 1 second. We have a Gemara. This is just... Now, let's just understand Shechita in its totality. The Rambam says Shechita is a mitzvah. And l'chadchila, I have to shecht two simonim, bein b'behema, bein b'of. Rashi agrees it is a mitzvah. Chatchila, and I have to shech two simonim in a behemah. Chatchila, one simon in an oaf. Okay. Rashi, Dav Chofim, Abayz, Chol Max, will show you exactly where it is. Okay. But the whole thing. Ramban comes from a different angle. Ramban says, there is no kiyam ha-mitzvah b'chlal. Ramban adaf lamed aleph. When the Gemara talks with you need kavonah for shechita, you don't need kavonah for shechita. Ramban says, don't confuse this with mitzvah shechitas kavonah. It's not a mitzvah. It's an iser aseh called tzipo tohor tochana. Okay. Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs and Hatzoka says the same thing. Ramban in the beginning of the second parak says this whole din of shechting kulo is a din drabbanon. Can't be, there's no din d'rais. But even though Ramban says it's a din of rubo kulo, but the moment it's mutter, it's mutter, there's nothing more. The Rashba comes in with a different mahalach. We'll have to see this inside. He begins, if you take a look in Torah Habayis HaKotzer in the beginning, he says it's a mitzvah. But then he says something else. There's no mitzvah kulo. The mitzvah, the shir is rov. That's it. That's the shir. The moment you do rov, you finish the shechita is over. Now, this manifests itself. The fact that Rashi says there's a din shechita on the entire simon enables Rashi, and in a behemah an entire two simonim, and an oaf entire one simon, enables Rashi to come up with, then there's the question, what about a psul b'miyud basra? I shechted two simonim. Now I'm rove of two simonim. Now I do a drosser. Rashi says, apostle b'meyat basa. Apostle b'meyat basa. The whole group of Rishonim say, and we pass, and Shulchan Aruch Lisa is choshish for that. Now, Rambam says, even though if I do a good shechita, it's a shechita in the entire thing, But the when I can, what I'm doing is as follows. Let's say I go to 51%. So, and then I'm going in the 49 balance. That's a shechita. We'll see who the mai nafkamina. It's a mitzvah to do the another 49%. And it's considered a mai shechita. But that's if it's a hemshech of the first 51%. If I do a drasa, it's not a hemshech. So it doesn't continue. Rashi says it does continue. Okay. Now, there's another question. When is the animal dead? We have a very interesting situation. We have the sugya daf lamed beis. Yeshech Tekona, Rish Lakish says, the reya is dead, the lung is dead. And the Gemara later on says, the lung is dead, even though the behemoth is alive. So, since the lung is dead, when you go through, let's say talking about a cow, when you go through the veshet, since the lung is dead, shechita doesn't apply to the vesha, doesn't apply to the lung. But it didn't have a shechita. So it's Eva Menachai. The Gabe Ben Noach. We'll get there. But, so it's dead. We don't, as a Machlok, we're showing we'll be paskin like Resh Lakish. The Rambam doesn't paskin like Resh Lakish. The Rambam Perek Beis Halach of Zion says what? That if you shecht and you keep shechting, so if you stop there, the animal's dead. You keep going, the animal's alive until you stop, and therefore you shoot in the head at that point, it's a trefa. Or you shoot it in the lung, it's a trefa. Whatever. It's a trefa. It's alive. Okay, so now, into this, there's a shach and a bach. Take a look in the shach. Shach says something, the name of the marshal. Chavov Aleph. And in test, when he talks about Sakamo Banas, he says, take a look what I said there. Chavov, this. What does Shulchan Aruch say? Chotach, no, that's not. Nikav haveshet b'shach shechita keneged hamokom sheshochet kvar treifa. I go 1/3 through the veshet, and on top of that I make a hole. It's a treifa. That's Tosfos Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Rashi Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Shochet hakana v'nikav hareya kodem shochet haveshet. Shochet haveshet nikav b'nei meyayim kodem. He doesn't pass from like Resh Lakish. Comes the Shach and tells me something very, very interesting. Nikav HaVeshen. I'm going through the Veshen. And on top of where I shechted, it's a treif, I make a hole. Nikavos HaVeshen is a treif. And that, let me just repeat what I said the other day. And people were asking me, you got to pay attention. The fundamental difference between the way the kana is built physically and where the veshet is built. The kana, you'll feel it is cartilage. What it is, they're cartilage rings. They're not a circle. They're more like a horseshoe. And in between the rings is flesh. And down the back of its flesh. That's the kana. If you puncture the kana, people live. That's called a tracheotomy. Sometimes we have people breathing. So what is the quick way to get them breathing? You open the corner and you stick a tube down into the lungs. As I mentioned last week, I was sitting Wednesday with my former Talmud. Unfortunately, didn't listen to yeshiva rules when on his tiyul again, drive my car. And when he was thrown through the windshield, cut his corner. So what did they do? In the hospital, they sewed it back up. It's not a trafe. The veshet is a very delicate piece. What it is, it's a flesh on the outside and a very thin white, that's reddish, and a very thin white membrane inside. You puncture that through that white membrane, you can't sew it up, you can't fix it. It's a very thin sort of membrane. It's like if you try to take a wet tissue and make a hole in it, try to sew it up. It won't work. It falls apart. You can't fix it, number one. And because of the kuvos haveshet, food gets in, goes into the abdominal cavity, and you're finished. Okay. That's why it's a trafe. Just reflects a simple physical reality. Okay, now we have a nekuvos haveshet, but that's the physical background, but they're halachas now. Now we're into halachas. We'll forget the physical reality. Halachas. You one-third of the veshet, a neck of on top. Says the shach like this. If I have go to rove the veshet and then make a hole on top of the veshet. So if I went through the veshet and make a hole in the lungs, in the stomach, it's a trefa. If I go through the corner and make a hole in the lungs, it's a trefa. But if I make a hole in the veshet when it is, then it's not a trefa. Because it ain't a chanami. The lungs aren't gone on the corner, or the stomach's not gone in the veshet. But the veshet, if I went through over the veshet's gone. I can't make a trefa anymore in the veshet. I can make a trefa in the rest of the body. I went through rove. So says the shach. Really? Okay. Number one. He says, and even if you'll say, says. So in the... He says, according to, he says, and even if you say, like Rashi, so he says, because once you go to row over the corner, whatever you do to the corner afterwards is nothing. What you do to the lungs is something. Because the corner's gone. Why? The corner's... according to Reish Lakish, not only is the kana done, but the ray is done. The ray is dead, even though the animal's alive. He says, but Lufiani is daiti, if I go to roar over the kana's dead. And even if you say there's a psul b'miyad basra like Rashi does, says, let me go into Rashi. So if I don't have Rashi, nothing to talk about. It's finished. There's nothing to talk about. According to the Rashba, there's nothing to talk about. He says, because I went through Rov, and I finished. I'm all done. But even according to Rashi, who says, Mi'ad Basu, that's because I continue the Maitse Shechita. I passed the Maitse Shechita. Now that's a very big Chiddush. Why is it a big Chiddush? Because if the Kohen is dead, why is it a Maaseh Shechita? But he says it's considered an extended Maaseh Shechita. Okay, he says. Chemashma mi perish Rashi. Dafches, asud. After a dial on Nishkan, Hakonim, he called more, come in, trade his bolt, he says. Okay. Now, with this in mind, we have a problem. That the problem with the Prichodesh becomes intractable. But then I say, wait one second. Wait one second. Take a look at the Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Here's still Bashkit. Veshochet Kol HaKonim. Rambam throws in an irrelevant word. What's Kol HaKonim? HaKonim. What is he talking? He's trying to tell you I'm against Reish Lakish here. What is he saying? I'm against Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, who says that the lungs are dead, even if I shechted did he say it for the chat roll of the corner, the kol corner? Because even if I went through the entire continent, the lungs are still alive. He says, Loma Boye, if I shot it in the head, because it had nothing to do with the lungs, nothing to do with the stomach. But even the lungs will become a trefa after I check the entire corner, and I keep going. I finish the corner, I'm into the veshet, put a needle into the lungs, the kibbutzel, it's a trefa. It's a trefa. It's a trefa. So, and he doesn't say, so according to him, maybe, if, let's take, the Prima Gordon's kasha. Why? The Prima Gordon asks a kasha again in Shulchan Aruch like this. Do you have to be bode klotzer ruchsa even in an oaf or only in a behema? So, Shulchan Aruch is black and white. You have to be klotzer ruchsa even in an oaf. He says, why? I go through the corner, fine. Then it's finished. So at 50 to 51, nothing. After 51, I begin tearing it out in the kuvas in the corner. Okay, so it's finished already. There's no treifas according to the shach. But then I get to the veshet. So in an oaf, it's finished. He says, but according to the Rambam, it's not finished. According to the Rambam, Kolzman, I haven't finished two simonim, bemba behema bemba oaf. The animal is alive, and I can make it a treifa. As long as I keep going, the animal, the shechita hasn't finished. The animal is alive. And I can make it into a treifa. A dead animal can't become a treifa. So then, very simple, according to the Rambam. At that point, what do? I make an akulas avesh, it's clear. So, Prima Gordon's kasha, why the Shulchan Aruch would require klos ruchs and an oaf, is not very complicated, even according to the Shach. Why? Now, how does the Shulchan Aruch, this thing, his chal hashchita. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch.
According to this,
wait, keep shut up and let me finish talking. of Vav Beis. Shochar Hakonim, Nikva Rei, Kodim Sheshochar Havesh, or Shochar Havesh, and Nikva Rei, Hakonim Sheshochar Hakonim, Treifo. He doesn't say, he says Shochar Hakonim. He doesn't say Rov Hakonim. So if the Mechaba would be agreeing with the Rambam, there's no question. But the question is as follows. So really what happens is as follows. Pichodesh's question, Pichodesh's issue, is if you take the Rambam Kipshuto, so you go through the corner, any nekev in the first half, but when you're at 55% and you're burning it, or you're tearing it, that's a treifa. Even because, and if the Rambam, if you agree, and very clear, the Shach says, I'm not like the Bach. Going to the Bach, he disagrees. So basically the whole issue is around this idea of the Rambam, that after in an oaf, it's still alive until you finish the Shechita. And not only is it alive till you finish the Shechita, you can make it treif until you finish the Shechita, and even in the Kana and the Veshet. And you take the position of the Shach, you bump into the Pichodesh's question, there are all the questions. But the Shach says it. But if you don't take the position of the Shach, then it's very clear what's happening here. And so that is, Kozman, you're doing a Maisa Shechita, and you're being Mamshech the Maisa Shechita, you continue going to the Rambam. So the animal's alive. You can make it turn into a treifa. That is the organization. Now, what would Rashi say in this whole business?
Even according to the Shach, once he hits the Veshet, he can make a treif in the Veshet after the Kona.
If you say that after the Kona, after you finish one Siman,
Shach never says otherwise.
Shach never says otherwise. So, therefore, plus the Ruchta. Because normally, according to, and the Shach will solve this way, the Prima Gadim's question. Shulchan Aruch says, in a normal Shochet, a normal Shechita, what do? You go through the Kana of the Veshet. So, in a normal Shechita, what happens if there's a Pekam on the side? So, the moment you hit the Veshet, that Pekam on the side is going to tear something there and turn to the Kuvus HaVeshet. And therefore, it's going to possible it if you say that it can become a treifa ad gmar shechita. The only problem you have with the Shach is why you have to go not like the Shach if you're bothered by the Prichodesh's kasha and you want to have a nekiv in the corner after you went through the rove of the corner. That's it. That organizes everything in a very organized way.
Right.
Yes.
Where's Rabbi coming from in the Rambam that you can have a nekiv in the corner where you've already shechted is a?
I read as follows. Hischil b'shechita, b'shochet kol hakoneh, v'achach mikva reya, v'achach gomar shechita. I was a treifa. What is the Rambam telling me? Until you finish the Shechita, you can have a treifa, and you don't say the Rei is dead. Then comes the Shach, says, but the Kohen is dead. Maybe yes, maybe no. This is a svara delay. It's a svara without any raya of the shach. You accept the shach svara, so then I have a problem with the Pribchadish's problem. So, very simple.
Yeah, but the Rambam never tells us that if a person shechts oif only the kana, that there's going to be any problem.
He doesn't say. No, but what the Rambam does say, wait one second. And that we'll get to Houghton's questions in a second. The Rambam does say that if I shecht with a sack of melubenis, it is always possible.
Because he doesn't bring a case of maybe one case that it's kosher if I shecht only the kana.
Yeah. That is
Hashmatas or Rambam
one case that is the Rambam. What is the issue? The Rambam says blanket, shecht with sack of melubenis, it is possible. Zechum. Possible or trefel. Now, yes, Rabbi Houghton, I finished.
Oh.
You're on.
This is also for Eber Menachai, meaning
that we say... we get into an incredible kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Eber Menachai, that means, when is the animal dead and it's not Eber Menachai? If it's a dead animal, you can't make a dead animal to a treifa. If the Rambam says it can become a treifa until you finish shechita, so then it's Eva Menachai, because then it's alive. It's either alive or dead. Rabbi Kivege has the following kasha. Shachar b'sakim alubenis. Wait a second. Says Rabbi Kivege, wait one second. Let's say the first third of the kona. The animal is definitely still alive. Still alive. Wait a second. It's a red hot thing. So it's Boleya from Eva Menachai. Now it's a treif knife. And then you go and you finish. And then, so, even if you finish, it's good shechita. But the area around the chtach where you cut is ben Boleya Eva Menachai. So you have to be kolei if you have to cut that out.
That's the kasha specifically by
Melubenes,
because we say a Melubenes
will
be Berleah.
We haven't gotten to Beis
Shechita. Yeah, but the fact that it's Eber Menachai in the meantime has nothing to do with that. It's every Shechita that
way. Every Shechita that way. Every Shechita that way. Every Shechita you begin, it's Eber Menachai. And we're going to get into it. This is going to create a massive headache in the next sugya. Every Shechita is Eber Menachai. In the beginning, until I hit the point where it's a dead animal, it's Eva Menachai. So since it's Eva Menachai, so it's Boleya. So Rabbi Kivega says, well, if it's Melubenes, so it's certainly going to be Boleya, and it's going to be Maflit. So it's going to treif up the whole Beis Hashchita.
Are there bleos on something that's alive?
Of course. That is exactly what Rabbi Kivega is saying, and we shall see that briefly. Okay.
Maybe.
Yes.
According to our Mahalach and the Prima Gadin and the Pagam, it would still come out of Kula that if I've sheft and I've checked the knife after, there's a Pagam on the side, it's not automatically going to be a problem for my Shechita. I have to check. Did I check only the Kana? Then it will still be Kasha, even though I found the Pagam afterwards on my knife.
That depends. Whether you make a nekiv in the corner in the after rove, it's a treif or not.
But in the mokum arov, if we go like the shach, then
yeah,
Rabbi.
Yeah, and that is part of the prima gadam's kasha. No one ever said that if you check, you check an oath, and it's only a corner. That should be a shechitik chair.
Even not like the shchach, just a nekiv in the kun is not a treifa.
In the first 50%, it's not, my dear man. But if I have 50%, and then in the balance, it would be a treifa. Yes. Once I go through 50%, then it becomes a treifa.
I thought the
con
is only
nature
for the rope.
The con, no. The shechita in the kana is a rov, but I can. But if the kana is not dead, and I have more than 50% cut, any extra hole there turns it into a treif.
Becomes a psuka sagragas beruba.
Psuka sagragas beruba.
The side of the
yeah. Because it's tearing. It'll tear at 0.55. Okay. Tearing at 0.55 is a psuka sagragas more than rov.
The side of the knife is only what I.
The side of the knife, let's say, the blade is at 56 and the side is at 55, and it's tearing at 55. Okay, it's a psuka zakegeres. Psuka zakegeres. Try for definitely. Okay, this organizes the sugi. One of the reasons I like to use this is I've introduced you many concepts of shrita bavasachas. So as we continue to go through Shechita, you've heard now. Now we have a following serious question. The Beis Yosef basically was sensitive to it. He had two gerses in the Rambam, Ksheira Upsuba. He likes a third gerser, Trefa. What's the difference? Difference is, if an animal dies as a result of a shechita psula, it is a, or animal dies by itself, or the shechita psula, it's a nevela. But if I do a good shechita, and it happens to be, I turn it in the meantime into a treifa, so l'chor it's a treifa. So really what should be happening is that talking a matrif, not an, if it says it should be a treifa, not an avela. Now, the question is as follows, and it's a very good question. The Beis Yosef, that's the Beis Yosef says about, you know, it's a good shechita, except I'm making holes as I'm going along, so that turns into a treifa, and that's the Beis Yosef says. For Li Nira, he says that that's the proper guess, that it's a treifa. Oh, now. To explain why it may be a nevela, I'm not sure yet. I have a clear explanation. Now, beginning in next sugya. Next sugya, we leave shechita for a second, partially. I take a sakin of takrovas havorozara that you use to shecht karbonas to havorozara. And you shecht an animal with it. Okay. Here, so we have a number of issues. There's an issue of takrovas avodah zarah, something that was offered to avodah zarah. Then we have an issue of being nana from takrovas avodah zarah. Then we have kelim mishamsh, so the sakin is now also bahanoah. So what do? I shecht with it. So the first of Gemara jumps up, Shamnunas. What about the fat inside? So the Rashi says, wait a second. That proves we don't pass Mirvach Ravach. Because that means I assume that the fat inside hit it. We'll get to the whole problem of the fat inside with the Blias.
Rabbi,
yes.
Doesn't the front of the knife anyways
have, what?
Doesn't the front of the knife anyways without Ravach
my dear man. Okay. When you check a knife, you go your course. If there's anything on the blade, it's not a smooth blade. Smooth blade means only it has to be a totally smooth blade.
He's asking absorbing the shamnunis.
I'm not talking about absorbing the shamnunis at this point. I'm talking about physical shamnunas, physical fat. Physical fat. If it's balua, it's a sugya chesamid beis.
When you check the sides, you don't take off the physical fat?
Right. You check the sides of the blade. You don't check the whole the side. Why do you check the sides of the blade? Check the sides of the blade because the blade is very sharp. and can develop a gema. The balance of the thing doesn't develop a gema, so you don't check it. So you don't care if there's fat on it. It's not doing the cutting. Now, so here we have a Gemara. Let's just begin reading the Gemara and I'll tell you what the issues are that we're going to be focusing on. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Sakin Shal Avodas Kochavim, Mutu Lishchopo, V'Otsu Lach Nachma Bosu, I can shecht it. Shal Avodas Kochavim, says Rashi, Mishim Misham Shimbor Kobonu Shal Avodas Kochavim, V'Atsura Bahanoa, K'Amin Mesecht Avodas Zorah, Abay Ta'abdun Kol Mekomotu, Kalim Shinstam Savoros Kachovim Akosim Medaber. Why is it Mutul Shat? Makalkalhu. Why? What's worth more, a live cow or a dead cow? Okay, in the times of Chazal, they use cows to do all sorts of things. They use cows to pull wagons. They use cows to pull plows. They did all sorts of things with cows. The Gemara, and now the two types of cows the Gemara in Baba Kama talks about. Laraja Labisya. So certain cows are grown for food. Certain cows are grown to be used. So if it's a cow that's grown to be used, so it's worth more alive than dead. So you're a Makalkal. Number one. So it's, you don't have a Hanor from Avodah Zarah. You're losing money. But let's say you have a knife of Avodah Zarah, so and you shech the animal, and then you want to cut the animal up into pieces. So it's hanot. Why b'msukenis? If you got b'msukenis is one example at that time. That means an animal that's sick, so you want to shecht it. Because you can't work with it. Before it dies, you want to shecht it so you can use the meat.
And it's not a treifa.
Not a treifa. Just the fact that someone's sick and about to die does not make you a treifa. A treifa is wounded by an organ that's wounded by a specific wounds that will definitely cause death. The fact that it has all sorts of illnesses does not make it a treifa. Okay. So now we get into the problem of what is the issur of being nana from Avodah Zarah. So we will prepare. You'll see there's a Rashba here. There's a Rosh here. They quote the Gemara that paid Memtes in Avodah Zarah. Question is, I cut meat with it. Does the meat become osur or the meat doesn't become osur? What we will try to define the two potential types of hanor from Avodah Zarah. One is physical hanor from something that is osu b'hanor. One is making money from something that's osu b'hanor, harvacha, gaining from it. You know, for instance, lach toch b'bosa, right now I have a piece of meat. I have a sakin which is osa b'hanor, and a butcher knife osa b'hanor, and he cuts it, and now I have a steak. So, when I eat the steak, I'm not having physical hanor from the knife, but I'm benefiting from the knife. We have to be marked in what isurei hanor are about, and how to deal with different isurei hanor. Okay. Be very careful when you see the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ran. Very, very careful. And Mirtz Hashem, right now, we're doing this next sugya, and then we'll keep going. Let's say that.